And welcome to Outbeat Collage Out in the Arts. I'm Michaela Kennan, here in the KRCB studios this evening with my co-host, Gary Carnevale. We've got Mary Moore Campagna on the engineering boards, and we are thrilled to have two very special guests with us tonight, both of whom have ventured out all the way from West County. First, we'll chat with Andrea Van Dyke. She is the event coordinator for the Occidental Center for the Arts. And then later, we'll be joined by Sister Sparkle Plenty of the Russian River Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Sister Sparkle will tell us all about the inside scoop on the Sonoma County Pride celebration coming up. We'll also talk a little bit about the life of gay icon and disco queen Donna Summer, who you've probably heard passed away Thursday of lung cancer. We also want to say that Robin Gibbs passed away today as well. So the music industry is singing kind of a sad song this evening, but we're grateful for all they've contributed to much, much in our lives. First up, let's go to Greg Moralia with the Outbeat News.
Good evening, this is Greg Moralia with your Outbeat Radio News for Sunday, May 20th, 2012. Approximately 150 protesters faced off against 150 counter-protesters on Thursday in St. Petersburg, Russia, for the first official pride rally held since the Russian city began enforcing a new law banning gay propaganda. The Petrovsky Park rally was organized by Russian gay rights organization Coming Out to commemorate last Thursday's International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. Only 17 protesters were expected, but nearly 10 times that many showed up. In opposition, an equal number of counter-protesters shouted anti-gay chants and slurs. Meanwhile, police used blockades to stop either side from charging the other. Police officials have looked largely confused about enforcement of the vague new law. They arrested others in the past, but also provided government transportation and officer protection to the protesters at Thursday's rally. Despite the police presence, two activists were reportedly assaulted by counter-protesters. They were shot with a gas gun, a source reported. Then, as anti-gay protesters became frustrated with the police blockade, they turned on a passing bus of immigrants. It's unclear if they believe the bus was filled with more arriving for the rally. The organization Coming Out blamed the violence on the law being protested. They said this incident demonstrates fully how the propaganda law can lead to an escalation of violence and hatred in society, which could touch the lives of anyone. They added, "All the more important it is for civil society to unite, become stronger and more visible, and say no to violence and homophobia." And as we approach Gay Pride Month here in the Bay Area, stories like the one you just heard from Russia will hopefully remind all of us that we can be proud of much this year. And if that's not enough, we invite you to take a look at the 181 reasons to have pride in this month's issue of The Advocate. You can find them online at advocate.com. And speaking of pride, gay by nature, the Sonoma County Pride Parade and celebration will take place on the riverfront meadows of the Guerneville Lodge coming up on Sunday, June 3rd, 2012. This year's entertainment lineup features a mix of entertaining styles, including Safety Orange, a high-energy surf music band, the sultry experimental sound of Audrey Howard and the Misters, surfer band The Del Mars, Finding Stella, a popular band playing and touring for over 10 years, a Sonoma County favorite, Society's Child, Taya, a band of diverse influences spanning the 50s through today, and of course Bobby Joe Valentine, a gorgeously talented local singer and songwriter. The Pride Parade will begin at 11 a.m. and run west to east down Main Street in Guerneville. Festivities will then transfer down the street to the Guerneville Lodge, located at 15905 River Road in Guerneville. And as in previous years, there'll be a full lineup of family-oriented games and activities with a dunk tank and a jumpy house. And Pride 2012 will see the return of a Lilith's Lounge, a radical fairy freedom village, and the Pride Wine Country Terrace will feature six outstanding Sonoma County wineries. A commitment and recommitment ceremony will also be held at this year's celebration. Couples will gather at the ceremony sign located at the patio of the Guerneville Lodge at 3 p.m. This ceremony will give couples the opportunity to pledge their commitment to each other publicly before family and friends. The sixth annual interfaith service will conclude this year's celebration on June 10th at 7 p.m. at the Christ Church United Methodist, 1717 Yalupa Avenue in Santa Rosa. The service will bring together religious leaders and musicians from diverse religious traditions within Sonoma County who will join in unity to acknowledge and celebrate the spiritual presence found in every lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex questioning, and straight person. Now here's your calendar of events for the coming week. On Tuesday, May 22nd at 1:30 p.m., the Santa Rosa Senior Group will meet at the Glacier Center in Santa Rosa. And also on Tuesday at 6 p.m., Take Me Out to the Ball Game, the Give Back Tuesday event, will happen at the Rainbow Cattle Company in Guerneville. This week's event will benefit Sonoma County Pride. And also on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., the Transgender North Bay Group will meet at the Positive Images Center, 312 Chin Street in Santa Rosa. And on Thursday, May 25th at noon, the Women's Brown Bag Lunch discussion happens at 30 North San Pedro Road in San Rafael. And also on Thursday at 6:30 p.m., the Men's Peer-to-Peer HIV Group will meet at Face-to-Face, 873 2nd Street in Santa Rosa. If you have news or an event you'd like to share with our listeners, be sure to tell us about it by going to our own website at outbeatradio.com. Just click on Outbeat News. For Gary Carnevale, I'm Greg Moralia. Now back to Outbeat Collage with Gary Carnevale and Michaela Kennan.
And we love to love you, too. This is KRCB, and we love our audience. And that's why we are so glad when our audience becomes our support. And right now, we're having our spring pledge drive, and so we're looking for your support once again. You can call 584-2020, that's 584-2020, or go to krcb.org/donate. We have all kinds of wonderful thank you gifts, and there is a pledge level for every pocketbook and every taste. Once you enter with any level, you are entered into the grand prize. Your pledge during this KRCB Radio FM 91 Spring Membership Drive gets you entry into the grand prize drawing two nights for two at the Casa Magna Marriott Puerto Vallarta Resort and Spa in Puerto Vallarta. Your stay will be in a deluxe ocean view room with private balcony or terrace. The Four Diamond Luxury Puerto Vallarta Resort features newly decorated guest rooms and four world-class restaurants. Plus, the Casa Magna Marriott proudly holds a spot as one of the world's 100 best hotels, according to Condé Nast Traveler. Pledge today to be eligible for this grand prize drawing from your friends in public radio, KRCB. We appreciate your support, and we appreciate your listening. And now, we continue with Outbeat Collage.
That was Donna Summer's debut 1975 hit, Love to Love You, Baby. It became a sensation on dance floors just as disco was exploding. Folks didn't quite know what to make of the slow tempo 17-minute-long sound that was unlike anything they had ever heard before. It launched the career of that unknown singer who would later become a household name. Donna Summer would also become the first female performer to have four number one hit singles in a 13-month period, and the only artist to have three consecutive double LPs hit number one. Disco wasn't exclusively gay, but gay producers, songwriters, and DJs played a huge part in its creation and popularity. Back in the 1970s, we knew a gay icon when we encountered one. Donna Summer became such an icon and enjoyed that status her entire career. We'll hear more from Donna later in the show, but now let's get to our first guest.
Thanks, Gary. The Occidental Center for the Arts provides diverse arts and cultural events to Western Sonoma County. Housed in a newly remodeled venue with excellent acoustics and an adjacent exhibition gallery, the OCA works to enrich the lives of the community through performances, exhibitions, art education that tends to inspire, teach, and entertain. Tonight, we're very pleased to welcome OCA's event coordinator, Andrea Van Dyke, And Andrea, welcome to Outbeat Collage.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here with you all.
Andrea, offer us a brief history of the Occidental Center for the Arts.
Okay, I'll try to be brief. It was the brainchild of Doris Murphy and Kit Neustadter quite a while ago, over 10 years ago. Doris Murphy died at the ripe age of 101 last year. And for a while, it was in restaurants and homes and venues all over Occidental. And we had an army of volunteers who put in a lot of time and effort when the developers of the former Harmony School, Orrin and Terry Tyson, donated the multipurpose room and the adjacent what is now the art gallery, to Occidental Center for the Arts. We became a nonprofit organization, and after another several years of extreme remodeling, all volunteer, hundreds of hours, acoustic upgrading, 2 years ago, we became an official venue at Occidental Center for the Arts. It's in Harmony Village on the corner of Bohemian Highway and Grayton Road in Occidental.
Great, great. So give us a little bit of your primary duties as event coordinator. When did you sign on, become event coordinator, and what does the event coordinator do?
Well, I have been a longtime community actress and singer in the river area. I've lived in Monterey for over 30 years. I was drafted into the Occidental Center for the Arts because of my experience producing and being involved in shows and plays and singing in choirs. And I started 2 years ago. I'm head of the program committee, and I found myself, I had just recently retired as a psychiatric technician, and now I'm working up to 30 hours a week, unpaid, but it's a lot of fun because what I do as event coordinator is to take requests from performing artists, seek out performing artists, try to book a wide range of music, sometimes film. We have book launches once a month. We have dances. We've done quite a lot of rich variety of programming, from Patrick Ball to Erica Luckett and Lisa Ferraro to Bata Cha to a lot of folk, a lot of bluegrass, some children's events like Hispanic storyteller Olga Loya, and we pretty much have the classical music field covered by one of our anchor tenants, the Redwood Arts Council, who from September to May offer world-class small chamber music series. And then we have our other resident tenant, the Occidental Community Choir, which I've been a member since the late 1970s.
Wow.
We just concluded our wonderful spring concert series, Straw into Gold, last night. We have a wonderful director, Sarah Salisbury. This choir is a gem of the West County, and it's all original music. And you can hear the choir again in the winter when they do their December winter concert series at Occidental Center for the Arts. So I think that answers your question. I've been event coordinator for a couple of years, and it looks like I'm going to be on this road for a while.
You're
because
in.
we're struggling to make ourselves well-known or known around the county, and we're doing pretty well.
Well, I think that's an impressive lineup. I mean, you've got who knew all this was happening way out in Little Occidental. So, give us talk to us about the actual architecture of the space. You know, great sound and.
Well, it's the old multipurpose room is an old building, so we have a leaky roof right now. For example, we're on a raise the roof campaign to try to replace it this summer. And it is located in what is now a residential village. These classrooms, former classrooms, were made into condominiums by Orrin Thiessen. And there are about 8 people that live in those condominiums. And we are tenants in this homeowners association. The volunteer labor that went into making it acoustically improved was pretty impressive. We have about 28 acoustic clouds hanging from the ceiling. All of the walls have been wrapped with wood. We have a backdrop to the stage, which was also extended and built by volunteers, that has lighting and it creates a very rich acoustic sound. We also have a very good amplified sound system that was enhanced by a local engineer, and I think had been we have consulted with Albert and people that came from KRCB as well on our sound. So we're intent on making it a comfortable space yet intimate. Performers love it. We have Grammy winners, Emmy winners like Keith Little and Erica Luckett and Lisa Ferraro, who really think that we have a gem in our little performing arts center.
Tell us a bit about the other board members and the other staff members and how you work with the various committees to bring such great art to the West County.
We have a board. We also have an advisory board, Roland Jacopetti being on the advisory board. We have a committee, the program committee, which I am the head of, that is responsible for developing the programs. We have a very active and wonderful gallery committee, which mounts every 6 weeks a new show in the gallery. Currently, it's called Reflections, wonderful visual arts show. The gallery itself is open on Thursdays and Fridays in the afternoon or by appointment and during events. We're still seeking, of course, fundraising activities, things that will keep us going, and everybody wears many, many hats. Our board members also run lights, run sound. I do concessions, I run events, I clean the bathrooms, you know, it's just how it is with nonprofit, you know.
Give us an idea about the performance with Nell Robinson and Jim Nunnally and the Soldier Story Band.
Yes, this is a very special concert coming up this Friday at the beginning of Memorial Day weekend. These are some wonderful bluegrass Americana all-stars. Also, Nell Robinson and Jim Nunnally are being joined by Mike Fellin from Marley's Ghost, Chuck Irvin from Euphonia. They're going to open the show with their own music, which they have, new and traditional. And the second half is a special Soldier Stories band. We did this last November. This is a musical conversation with fabulous music and stories and letters about war from revolutionary times to the present, and about service, and about the feelings and conflicts and issues that come around. It's a rich, dramatic, and musical piece. And it's intended to, they just had a triumphant performance at the Kennedy Center for Performing Arts, and PBS has signed up this show for a new music series.
That's exciting.
So Nell asked if she could bring it back to OCA. She picked us out of all the venues. And we're trying to get, being Friday on Memorial Day weekend, it's 8 o'clock, it's $15. It's not a benefit, but we are offering passes to local vets groups. I've offered at least 10, maybe 20 passes to vet group like Vet Connect in Guerneville. And an anonymous donor has recently stepped forward from the East Bay Foundation and offered to match one-to-one up to $2,000 of donations made at our concert towards a vet's healthcare organization. Because the whole purpose of this concert and this series is to raise awareness for vets' issues like PTS. So I've put an outreach to a lot of vets' organizations, and most of them are busy, but I'm hoping that people will come and support this very worthy concert.
Wonderful. And then you've got a book launch coming up on June 3rd.
We do. We just had a wonderful one today with Jonah Raskin and Bart Snyder. The book launches are free, and we serve refreshments and wine. And our next one is coming up June 3rd, which I believe is the Gay Pride Parade Day, right? We have two women poets, Jody Hoddle, who wrote a book of poetry called Heart Mountain, which expresses the voices and feelings of interned Japanese Americans from her heritage. And Kathleen Winter, who wrote a book called Nostalgia for the Criminal Past. So the book launches are very popular. They're informal. The poets and authors read from their works. They sell their books, sign them, and a portion of the proceeds goes to OCA.
So it's a fundraising. So these are primarily fundraising efforts for the center.
Well, we don't raise funds with these. The book launches are free. It's actually, as a nonprofit arts center, we're of course trying to stay alive, but our main goal is to just offer opportunities for interaction around art and music and poetry and spoken word. And sometimes they're very informal, like the book launches. We want to be accessible. It's hard to you know, have to charge $15, $20 for things. When it's a performing artist that's coming from the Bay Area, they need to get something from it. But local artists and poets and writers are very happy to sit and have a good, you know, interaction.
Oh, I bet. And I bet they really appreciate what you do.
And today was perfect. We sold a painting in the gallery. We all went out and watched the eclipse with a glass of wine. It couldn't have been better.
Excellent. And then the following Sunday, a local band, Blue Hotel, will perform at the center's Local Talent Sunday. Tell us about that event and how other local bands would go about performing as part of that.
Yeah, the Local Talent Sunday was something I started last summer. It's a very popular casual concert series, again, usually on a Sunday at 4 o'clock. And we only charge $5, and sometimes it's a benefit for OCA, and sometimes we split it with the band. We can open the doors. We have an amphitheater out in the back. We can open the doors, and people, it's just a fun casual concert series. Blue Hotel happens, the lead vocalist happens to be on our board, Chris Reebley, wonderful singer. It's a great band of really a lot of wonderful local musicians. And we, I have one scheduled in June. That's June. I have one in July. July 22nd will be Belle the Cat. Sun Belle and Belle the Cat, Sun Belle and Jan Emerson.
Our very own Sun
Our
Belle.
Very own,
yeah,
yes.
And us, and there's one in August. We have a hula group coming in August.
Oh, good.
So it's an opportunity for local people to just invite their friends and come and,
nice.
And enjoy our space without having such a big hoopla as some of the other concerts
and
are.
How large is that space? How many seats do you have? And you said you can open the doors and people can also be outside.
Right. We have, we can seat 130 comfortably. We have risers in the back of it. We have a stage. We can sometimes get, up to 150 with standing room. And we had just our choir concert last night. Saturday night, was that last night? Yeah, last night we had a full house.
Wow.
So we, you know, it's fairly roomy, but good sight lines always. We don't have fancy seating, just chairs.
That's very nice. Let's talk a little bit about membership with the OCA. What does being a member offer in the way of benefits, and what does it cost? And give us some insight there.
Yeah, I actually don't have the brochure with me, but we really rely on members. We had a drive at $100, and your membership will get you certain deals with tickets. Some of the concerts are included or half price off. We have an excellent website that I'd like to tell everyone about that explains all of these things. We also offer the venue for rent. At a very reasonable rate, especially to nonprofits. So if you go to www.occidentalcenterforthearts.org, you'll see our fancy Babylonian heading, and our new web mistress has done an excellent job in presenting all the information, not only the events, but you can click on rentals, on membership, and you can find out the details about it. There's a good map. Of course, people mix us up all the time with Occidental Arts and Ecology Center and the Occidental Community Center, which is across the street. But what can you say? In Occidental, there's a lot of names.
Right, it's all going on in Occidental.
So don't go on Google. Just look on our website, and
it's a beautiful website.
On your map thing, yeah.
Good.
Well, hard to find.
We're thinking, obviously, we're heading into Pride Month here, so we're thinking ahead to venues for LGBT artists. You've hosted some LGBT artists in the past. Can you tell us a bit about that, and then if you've got anything planned for future?
Which one are you referring to? I mean, we had Erica Luckett and Lisa Ferraro, wonderful divas.
Those were just recently, right?
Uh-huh. They were just last month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they love our venue, and they are Lisa Ferraro is a wonderful jazz singer, as well as being in this incredible duo with Erica Luckett. And she's coming back in December to do her special holiday show, Jazz Up the Holidays. And then Erica and Lisa together will come back next April. It was in April they were there, April 21st. Mm. That they were just awesome. And we actually got our local Cows radio station to live stream. We're trying to work on getting our local radio audience to be able to hear these wonderful artists that we get. Sun Bell is now joined our program committee, and I'm really pleased to have connected with her, and I think she's going to be an invaluable resource for us, as well as a wonderful artist herself.
Good. Well, tell us again how listeners can learn about and check about the upcoming events at OCA. Give us the website one more time.
Sure. The website is OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. And we have e-announcements that go out twice a month that list all of the events coming up. So if you want to be on our email list, we would really love it if people would sign up. You can call in or come to an event and sign up on a place we have to sign up. And we're open Thursdays and Fridays from 12 to 4. We're wheelchair accessible. We now accept credit cards. And if you have if you're a performer, an artist, and you really want me to know about you, you can go on events at Occidental Center for the Arts, and it will come right to me. I get many requests. I have a Greek group coming in September, the whole Fax Trio. I have a Spanish guitarist named Claude Bourbon who's coming next year. I'm getting requests from all over the world to come to perform in Occidental. So the moral is, I think that even though we can't bring in big crowds like some venues, people like, even established performers, like to have a good experience and an audience that is enthusiastic and a place that's welcoming and acoustically, you know, viable and works well for them. So we've had some really, really good outcomes.
Give us the address again.
The address is 3850 Doris Murphy Court, Occidental, California. What's the zip code? 95465, and our phone number, you can phone us, is 707-874-9392. And we would love to have you come out and discover our neck of the woods. We have many good restaurants, as you know, in Occidental, Italian and otherwise.
Right.
Beautiful countryside, so.
Great.
Come on out.
Andrea, thank you so much for joining us.
Best of luck to you,
and thank you for the good work you do at the center and providing a space for local talent that's really valuable.
Thank you so much.
Certainly.
Okay.
And speaking of great performances, I was lucky enough to enjoy Donna Summer perform live at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts twice over the last 5 years. Donna was simply amazing live, and the audience spent more time dancing than they did on their seats. Backed up by a full orchestra as well as a rock band, Donna Summer belted out all of her hits and never sounded better. This is my favorite Donna Summer song. From her double LP release, Once Upon a Time, this is Rumor Has It.
Support for Outbeat on KRCB-FM comes from members and from the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts in honor of Pride Month, presenting Margaret Cho on Saturday, June 2nd at 8 p.m. She has appeared and starred in movies, television, and Broadway shows such as All-American Girl, I'm the One That I Want, and Dancing with the Stars. She has also hosted sellout national tours and released comedy albums, books, and DVDs. We want to remind you once again that we are in the middle of our spring pledge drive. We appreciate your support towards making KRCB-FM the best possible radio station. Call us at 584-2020. That's 584-2020. Or go to our website and click on krcb.org/donate. And now we continue with Outbeat Collage.
And welcome back to Outbeat Collage. I'm Michaela Kennan, along with my co-host, Gary Carnevale. Our next guest has literally got our room aglow. We're glad and just thrilled to have with us Sister Sparkle Plenty of the Russian River Sisters and also committee chair of the Sonoma County Pride Planning Committee. Along with chair nun Sister Scarlet Billows, the entire order, and community volunteers, Sister Sparkle has been planning this year's Pride since last year's Pride ended. It's been a long year, but it's going into a successful run. So welcome to Outbeat, Sister Sparkle. We are happy to have you with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
And we're paying tribute to Donna Summer tonight. Are there any Donna Summer stories you would like to share? Were you at the concert, the last few concerts?
Well, when I first met Donna, I was 4 years old, very precocious. It was in the mid-70s, I believe. And she swept me off my feet with Love to Love You Baby and Hot Love and On the Radio, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I've never forgotten her since.
Great music.
Yes.
Great music.
Get those feet tapping.
Right, right. As a former Pride committee chairperson, I know the amount of work that goes into planning Pride and the fundraisers needed to finance the event. I think I can speak for most of the LGBT community to say that we're thrilled that the Russian River Sisters have taken over the duties.
Thank you.
Taken on such a huge project.
Thank you.
Talk about how and why the sisters came to produce Pride.
Well, it was actually, the previous Pride committee had come to us and said, we would like you to take it over. Would you consider it? They were tired. 8 prides, 9 prides, 10 prides. I'm not sure how many they did. And they wanted to see it continue. And they realized that it needs an influx of new blood. As any group does, new blood brings new ideas and fresh ways of looking at things and so forth. And we talked about it, and we decided, okay, we'll do our best, and we'll give it a shot, and make the best that we can possibly do. And last year's Pride would have been fantastic, except it rained for the week prior. But it's not going to rain this year.
No,
we've been promised that.
It's not. It's going to be stunningly beautiful weather.
Well, now, my understanding is you're a founding member of the Sisters. Is that correct?
Of the Russian River Sisters.
The Russian River chapter. There are chapters nationwide.
Yes. They began in San Francisco around 1978, and they kind of settled in and did a few things, and it was mostly party stuff. And then they started locating chapters in various states. Sydney, Australia was the second chapter in, I believe, 1980. And then it's kind of tumbleweeded around the world. And it's actually really interesting. They're in Berlin, all over Germany, Paris, France, Europe. It's really quite something. And it's spreading all over the U.S. It's quite
still,
something.
Are there new orders all the time?
There's probably 8 or 10 new orders in the last 2 years in the U.S. alone.
And when did it begin? When did the Russian River chapter begin?
We began in 2001. We consider our birth date to be Good Friday of April, usually in April. But that's when we had met all the requirements, and so we look at that as our birthday. And it's been 11 years already.
Wow. And then
phenomenal.
How many are presently in the order?
About 24. And we're almost evenly divided between male and female. And there's gay men, there's straight men, there's bisexual men, there's gay women, straight women. It's all between. We've got transgender and the whole bit. And it just makes us more responsive to the community.
As diverse as the community
itself. That's exactly.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a thrill that the parade is back and as part of the pride event.
A lot of people are really happy about that.
Yeah. I mean, it was sorely missed the last time it wound its way through the streets of Santa Rosa. Tell us what the parade itself means to you and the community, and what this year's parade will feature.
Well, the parade has always been a chance to stretch your staff. And you can be as wild and loud as you want or you feel appropriate. And nobody's going to say, hey, that doesn't cut it here. They're going to say, well, you're fabulous. You're wonderful. And it's kind of a pity that we don't hear that every day. You know, we have to wait for that one day a year, unless you bounce around prides all over the country, mm-hmm. that one day a year where everybody wants to pat you on the back and say, good job. That kind of a thing.
How large is the parade? How many contingents?
I'm not sure on that. Probably, I think last year we had 32, something like that.
In the rain?
Yeah. But, you know, it was really interesting because it had been pouring for, I don't know, 60 days prior to it. And the place was a mud hole and stuff. But people were still determined to have a really good time. And the parade started at 11. Well, around 10:30, 10:45, the rain stopped. And the sun started coming out. And all these marvelous people were just having a wonderful time dancing down Main Street. Mm-hmm. And it's only like 5 blocks long. But they were dancing and they were having a wonderful time. It was really neat.
I think you pulled some strings there, didn't you?
I think we might have. We might have somebody rooting for us, yes.
Good, good. Tell us a little bit about this year's theme, which is?
Gay by nature.
Uh-huh.
The theme was a committee thing. You get together people and you're all scratching your head and whatnot and throwing out these ideas. And it's sort of a takeoff of the Lady Gaga Born This Way thing. And it's also one of the things we've been really focusing on is showcasing Sonoma County. Because it's fabulous. It's beautiful. There's wine. There's food. There's destinations. There's playgrounds. The beach. The ocean. You can go rafting or whatever you want to do. And we were trying to make the living in this bounty part of the theme. And Gay by Nature sort of rose to the surface that way. And we like it. So
it's great.
We hope everybody else does too.
It's great. Good job.
Thank you.
The Guernville Lodge is an incredible setting for
it's
the
gorgeous.
Festival, I think. The way the stage is set up and the grounds, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. It'll be even more beautiful if the weather's
oh, yeah. We have our Glitz and Glam committee working on that now. So,
talk about some of the features of this year's festival, the Lilith tent and
it's a Lilith Lounge.
Lilith Lounge.
We also have a Radical Fairy Village and a little kids playground, and we've really been focused on trying to meet the needs of all the community. There's a lot of lesbian, gay, bisexual parents that have little kids that are concerned, and you know they don't want to see or have to explain to their kid, you know, some things that go hand in hand with, you know, the gay lifestyle. So we've tried to make it as gay or family friendly as possible. And, you know, watching no F-bombs from the stage, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But also just practicality things. We've got some kids' events planned. And, like, we've got this wonderful jumpy house and a dunk tank and a few other things. We were trying to get a pirate jumpy house, but we missed out on that one. So we wound up with unicorns and ponies and stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So... parents of young children, please relax. We're not going to scare anybody.
It'll be good. And food. You'll have some food vendors there.
We have food vendors that have been applying from outside, and several people are coming back from last year. The crepe lady was a huge, huge crowd favorite, and she's coming back. And then the sisters will be doing a barbecue food tent.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that'll be an added bonus for
that. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yes.
You're cooking. Wow.
Yes, we're slinging it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a barbecue.
Beer and wine also?
There'll be beer and wine. There's what we're calling a Sonoma County wine terrace, which will have various wineries from the area with representatives on hand, and they'll be pouring for people as well. So have to be 21 for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But
sure.
It's a popular spot.
It is.
Last year it was a really popular spot.
Yeah.
It's sort of been growing every year as the prides.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of wonderful wine.
Right. And beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Breweries.
Sure.
Talk to us a little bit about the talent. That's obviously one of the highlights when we get to come and lay on the grass and
watch the stage shows. One of our sisters, Sarah Femme Fatale, is going to be the MC along with a couple of other people. And we've got this wonderful mix of surf bands and electronica, experimental type music people, rhythm and blues, some rock and roll-y kind of stuff, and a couple of people that are really hard to describe. There's one gorgeous guy, Bobby Joe Valentine. He writes his own music.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredibly talented. He's received some really high accolades in the music industry, so he'll be there, and we can all take turns whistling at him and stuff. So
he's been a guest here. He's been a guest on the Outbeat Collage and the music show.
So. Wonderful.
We're well known. Now, how do you go about selecting performers?
What we ask people to do, we have a website, SonomaCountyPride.org. And if you go to the website, there's a little menu on the right-hand side, and sponsors and entertainers and music and food and all of that. And you can click on that. And we had people applying, and they would send us demos for their music and what they've done, and bios and photographs and a press kit, basically. And we had an entertainment committee, and we slogged through all of these submissions. Yes, thank you. And settled with, I think we've got 7 or 8 bands now. So,
and the music runs from what time to?
The festival starts at noon. The parade starts at 11. And we figure give everybody an hour to get down, 4 or 5 blocks downtown to the festival. The gates will open at noon, and it'll be the entertainment, I believe, starts at 12:30, and it's everybody's got like a 25 to 35 minute set with spacing and other acts between sets, so it's not completely stagnant. So they spent a lot of time trying to get that all ordered up and situated, and they've gone through the process several times to make sure it's tweaked just right. So it should be nice.
And it was wonderful last year. I mean, really talented people.
We had great.
The show was just,
it was wonderful.
Yeah. Great job, and I'm sure this year's will be just as interesting.
Yeah, I think people will be very pleased.
You also have it set up in a way that it's on the lawn. The stage is raised a little bit. Mm-hmm. Do you encourage people to bring chairs? And
lawn chairs, that would be wonderful. We'll be setting up some tents and pavilions and so forth around. So there'll be, and then the stage is on the west end of the property, and it's a lot of large trees, so there's a lot of shade there too. But you'll be sitting in a meadow overlooking the river. It's actually a stunningly beautiful space. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
nice and hilly, and right on the water. I mean,
yeah,
people could,
it's right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Take a dunk if they like.
They could.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might. Maybe they do.
Is it too late for folks to have their group march in the parade?
No, not at all. Yeah, just go to the website, SonomaCountyPride.org, and click on parade. And everything you need to know will pop up right there.
And what about if they would like to have a space at the festival?
If they want a space at the festival, they can do the same thing. Go to the website and click on vendors, or I think it's just vendors, but it'll be food or crafts or
right,
you know, whatever they want to provide.
2 weeks away, we're getting really close.
I know. It's hard to believe. It's flown.
Yeah.
Any major sponsors this year that you would like to publicly thank? Or
we have one. The LGBT Retirement Center at Fountain Grove has been a sponsor for the last two. This will be their second year. I might be wrong, but we're very grateful for their sponsoring.
Fountain Grove Lodge.
Fountain mm-hmm. Grove Lodge, yes.
You're also conducting an idol, our own very own Sonoma County
yes.
Idol Contest.
Yes, it's a project by Sister Yodel Leigh. And he's this little bundle of energy. He is exhausting just to watch him.
That's saying a lot coming from you, Sparkle.
Yeah, well, he's very talented. He's a great singer, and he's done some auditions in the coffee shop, Just Joe, I think, on Mendocino Avenue mm-hmm. in Santa Rosa and in Sebastopol as well. And he's put together five or six musical acts. And on the night before Pride, that Saturday night, he's doing a version of Idol on the river at the 3R Hotel. And he's going to have all these incredible acts, these people that have auditioned for him. And he's ecstatic about, you know, these people he's discovered. So it's going to be great
right.
fun. A great show and a chance to get out and, you know, hang out and be with your people for a couple of hours.
Sure, and see the new 3R. And now, will there be a charge for this show?
I think it's R3.
Is it R3?
It's R3. 3R?
Is it? Okay.
R3.
R3?
Yeah.
Formerly known as the Triple R.
Triple R, R3.
Yeah. Which opened, how many months ago was it? Because it was closed last year for Pride.
It opened, they were partially opened at the end of the October.
Right.
Yeah, right around there. And they were hoping, it took them a while. They had some hurdles they had to get through.
Sure.
Yeah. And now they're up and running. And the place is refurbished and repainted and all of that. And it's really quite nice.
So good. The after hour Pride, one of the venues for
yes
Pride yes. after dark. As
yes.
it were.
Yes.
It's
exactly.
a big after party.
It's one big party.
Look for the sparkle glow.
Pardon me?
I said look for the glow in the yeah. western sky.
Yeah,
there.
Really.
And we're sure you're still in need of volunteers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And you still have two meetings before Pride?
There's another meeting tomorrow at it's called the Marshall House. It's right. It's a little beautiful little house that was moved to the property behind the senior center on Armstrong Woods Road. I think it's 15010. And we'll be meeting at 7:00. And you're welcome to come. Throw out ideas if you have any suggestions, or you just want to get your hands dirty and have fun. And we would love that.
What are you looking for folks to help with? Everything.
Basically. Basically.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
It's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we've met some wonderful people, and people that you would never expect say, here, let me help you. Let me mm-hmm. give you what you need, and I'll be there. And they're saying all these wonderful things, but they mean it mm-hmm. as well. So it's been a wonderful experience, a community-wide experience.
Right.
And I think credit is due also to the owners of the Guerneville Lodge who
oh,
say,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
We want to open our place to the community.
Mm-hmm. And we would like to make it as successful for him as possible, too. He's allowing us to basically trash his place for, you know, wreck his lawn and all of that. But, you know, it pops back after a while. But mm-hmm. He's been so incredibly accommodating. Yeah. So we've been trying to help publicize him as well.
Good, good. And then would you give us the website one more time?
For the Pride, it's SonomaCountyPride.org. Mm-hmm. And you could just start Googling Sonoma County, and it'll probably, you know, self-complete and pop it up for you.
It's right up there on the Google list.
Yeah, yeah. Or and it's a nice and bright and colorful website. So
it's a beautiful website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job. Pride and both the Russian River site, Russian River Sisters site.
Thank you.
If people are interested in knowing more about the sisters, maybe becoming a sister down the road or just
It's open to all people, black, white, gay, straight. We don't care. As long as they want to work with ministering to the community, we give them that opportunity. And it's just go to Russian River Sisters. You can start typing it in, and it will pop up. It's RussianRiverSisters.org.
Yeah, and that's a colorful site, too, with bios and
bios
images
and pictures and photographs and our bingo schedule and flyers.
Crucial.
All sorts of great
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you've never experienced a sister's bingo party.
It's like church hall bingo and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's just crazy, and people love it.
Makes
they just
for
love it.
A great evening.
It
Saturday
really
night in Guerneville.
Yeah.
And get your tickets early because it sells out.
It sells out, but you can go online. We have tickets available online on our website now. And we have so many, and they're usually gone 3 or 4 days before the event, but we hold back some
for the door.
Yeah. It was a bit of a problem because people were lining up at the door at noon, and the doors don't open until 6. But they would do parties and like a tailgate party. And they were having a wonderful time. So we've sort of messed that up. But,
oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, now it's like you don't have to wait 3 or 4 hours to find out you can't get in, you know. So it was a trade-off.
Very good. Very good. Well, Sister Sparkle, thank you.
Thank you for setting us aglow
this evening. It seems appropriate that you're here on the night of the eclipse when all these heavenly bodies are moving back and forth. And,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Very, very welcome. Thank you for also the incredible work you do.
Oh, thank you. It's hard work, but you know what? Our community deserves it. And we always, people thank us for what we do, but we're just a conduit. We convey what you give us.
Absolutely.
And we spread it around.
That's very generous.
Very
thank
good.
You.
We'll see you out there Sunday, June 3rd, if not sooner.
Absolutely.
Happy
Look
Pride.
Forward. Thank you. Thank you so
you.
Much.
We want to thank both of our guests again tonight, Andrea Van Dyke and Sister Sparkle. Thank you, listeners, for joining us tonight. Next week, an Outbeat Radio host, Jeff Basham and Greg Miraglia, will host Outbeat Now. Michaela, Mary, and I will be back next month, June 17th, at 8 p.m. with another edition of Outbeat Collage, Out in the Arts. Our guests will be two local art authors. Carol McConkle will chat about her novel, Fat Girl, Fairy Boy. And Kennelly will talk about her humorous memoir, A Million Tiny Things. We leave you tonight with a song that has singled closing time in dance clubs for decades. It is sadly appropriate tonight as we bid farewell to the Queen of Disco. From the soundtrack of the film, Thank God It's Friday, this is Donna Summer's Last Dance.
song.